American History, Our Hope for the Future. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan. When average Americans hear these names, they immediately associate something with them. With George Washington, they may think of the Revolutionary War. Abraham Lincoln, the Emancipation Proclamation. The name Dwight D. Eisenhower may conjure thoughts of the interweaving system of highways throughout our nation. When Americans hear the name Ronald Reagan, they may think back to his consistent stance during the Cold War. But what about Chester Arthur? Chester Arthur was the 21st President of the United States of America. Yet, few know his name. This American president, who is neither on any of our currency, nor whose name is a regular answer on Jeopardy, stood against the corrupt political machines that cheated people out of office when they deserved to be elected. He also passed an important act that hired government officials based upon merit, not just popularity. He turned his back on the corrupt people he once stood with in order to do the right thing. To be above reproach. Yet, in a list of presidents or leaders of the free world, few would list him unless they just had to memorize the names of the presidents for history class. Still, this historical figure, when studied, is seen standing for what he believes in. Even if our names never grace the pages of an American history book, will our generation be known for doing the right thing and be the hope for America's future? Do we stand for what we believe in? For what we respect? Do we hold our fellow Americans accountable to the ideals on which our great nation was founded? Do we rise at the presentation of the colors which represent the free sky under which we thrive, the pure hearts of the courageous who risk their lives for ours, and the spilled blood of those who believe enough in the future of America to die for her? Will we turn our back on the sins of our past and look only to the future guaranteed by the Savior, but secured by our soldiers? We have an obligation as American citizens to preserve our past and forge our future. As we face many obstacles, we must stand as a united nation. All races, all religions, all Americans. If a cord of three is not easily broken, a cord of 325.4 million is inseparable. But who will rise? Who will stand? Who will lead us in our quest for total unity? Will you? Will I? Our generation will join those before us and answer these questions in the affirmative. We will learn from those who lived with integrity and are listed in the archives of history. We will learn from the stories of our righteous forefathers. We will learn from the experience of our parents. We will learn from the courageous men and women who sacrifice everything for our ability to stand for what we believe. Like President Arthur, we will turn our backs on corruption and stand united. We will be above reproach, acting as true Americans should act. We will connect the hearts of all Americans, and together lead our nation into a prosperous and united future. We will rise to protect our legacy and defend our horizon. We will fight for justice. When we fall, we will rise again. If we do all of these things, we will preserve our history, and we will be the hope for the future, even if no one remembers our names.